Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue with the last mishnah of the second parak of Maseches Arla, and Be'ez Hashem, the first mishnah of the third parak of Maseches Arla. So the last mishnah of the second parak reads as follows: Basar kachim kachim, basar kachim kalim. If you have kachim kachim meat and kachim kalim meat, then remember kachim kalim is mutter even for a non-kohen, but kachim kachim is only mutter for a kohen. Neither of them, though, are allowed to be eaten by a person who is tamei. Shenis bashlum b'sara taiva, and they're cooked together with regular chulin meat. Basar taiva literally means like meat that you would eat because you're hungry, because you have a taiva for it. It just means regular chulin meat, that it's no, it has no kedusha to it. So that even a tamei person is allowed to eat basar taiva. You're allowed to have a steak dinner even if you're tamei. We do it all the time. So the case is that the chulin is large enough in volume to be mevatel either the kachim kachim or the kachim kalim, but it's not large enough in volume to be mevatel both the kachim kachim and the kachim kalim. So asr l'tameim. So for a tamei person, it's going to be asr, because as far as a tamei person is concerned, both the kachim kachim and the kachim kalim are asr to him, and therefore the isr in this taroves is not batel, because from his perspective, the isr is both the kachim kachim and the kachim kalim. But umutah l'tahorim. But a tahor person is allowed to eat it, because from his perspective, only the kachim kachim is an iser to him. The kachim kalim is heter gamur to him, and there is enough to be mevatel the kachim kachim. So that works even according to Rabbi Shimon, because the kachim is called kodesh regardless. Meaning this is one case where Rabbi Shimon does not disagree, because Rabbi Shimon holds that even though different shemos of iser are not mitzdarif with each other, over here, it's not different shemos of iser. Kachim kachim and kachim kalim are both the same shem iser, even though they have slightly different rules. So even Rabbi Shimon would agree over here that it's going to be usser for a tamei person and mutter for a tahar person. So now we move on to the third parak of Maseches Arla, and the third parak is going to discuss if you use Arla to make something else, when that's going to asr that something else as well, because there is an isr hana'ah from Arla. So let's say you have a piece of clothing that was dyed with color made from an Arla fruit, a berry or something that has a very strong color. Beged shetzva'o b'kilpei orla. If you have a beged that was dyed with coloring, with a dye that was made with orla fruit peels, so yidlak, you have to burn the entire beged, because now the beged has been enhanced by orla. There's an iser hana'a an orla, and that's considered to be a violation of an iser hana'a. Obviously, if the dye comes out, if it's not such a fast dye and you can wash it out, so then wash it out, and then you don't have to destroy the whole beged. But let's assume it's like tcheles or something, a tcheles type of dye, which cannot come out. It just stays no matter what. So now the Mishnah talks about what happens if you can't identify which beged it was that was colored by the Arla. Nisariv ba'acherim, the Arla beged, the beged that was dyed with Arla, now gets mixed in with other begadim. Kulam yudolku, you have to burn all of the begadim, divrei Meir, according to Rav Meir, because it doesn't become bat, because it's a davar chashuv, and a davar chashuv does not become batel. Why is it a davar chashuv? So there are different types of a davar chashuv. Davar shebeminyan is one type of a davar chashuv, something that would always be counted, as independently. You don't say, I'm going to send you 10 pounds of clothing. You say, how many suits there are here, how many shirts there are here. So that's a davar shebeminyan. Whereas v'chachamim omrim, yalla be'echon masayim, the chachamim say, no, becomes batel in a 200-to-1 ratio. If there are 200 perfectly mutter items of clothing and one item of clothing that was dyed with Arla, it's going to be batel, because an item of clothing is not does not have the rules of a davar chashuv not becoming batel. That meaning it's not something that's subject to that rule, as the Bartanur points out, that they are l'ta'amayhu, d'amri l'kaman b'pirkin, Ein mekadesh el shisha dvarim bilvad. There are only six things that are considered such a dover chashuv that they're not going to become batel. And clothing is not one of those six items that are such a dover chashuv that they will not become batel. So to quickly review, Mishnah Yud Zayin, the last Mishnah of the second parak, told us that if you have kachi kachim and kachim kalim meat that gets cooked together with regular meat, Tamei people are not allowed to eat it because the both types of kachim are usher to them, and there's not enough regular meat to be mevatel both types of kachim in combination with each other. But Tar people are allowed to eat it because only kachi kachim is usher to them. Kachim kalim is mutter to them, and there is enough to be mevatel the kachi kachim. And as we saw, even Rabbi Shimon agrees to the halacha in that case because these are considered shame echod of Isser. Kachi kachim and kachim kalim are considered one shame, and therefore they are mitzdarif with each other to cause a problem for a tame person. Then in Mishnah Aleph of Perek Gimel, we learned that if you have a beged that was dyed with orla fruit, so the halacha is you have to destroy the beged, you have to burn the beged, but if it gets mixed in with other begadim and you cannot identify it, so then we have a machlokes. Rabbi Meir says you have to destroy all of them because there is no bittul by a dover chashuv, a dover shebiminyan. It's not going to become batal. And the Chum say, no, it becomes bottle in the 200-to-1 ratio, like Arla does, like any other Arla. Aye, what about Dover Chashav, Dover Sheb Minyan? The Chum hold that there are only six items that are considered Chashav enough to be considered a Dover Chashav, a Dover Sheb Minyan. So we'll stop there, but Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis.